Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94 with Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, and also the Rock Hills Grizzly Wrestlers here during the postseason as well. Coach, coming off of the district tournament, you finished second place as a team there your home gym on Saturday, and 10 of your 11 wrestlers for Beloit have qualified for regionals. Three of your four wrestlers for Rock Hills qualified for regionals as well. When you look back at the tournament, what were some of the things that stood out in this new format as you started this year?
Well, very pleased with what we did. We that was our goal. We thought we could qualify. Actually, we thought we could qualify everybody. We had a couple kids that didn't, but that's kind of the way it goes. We had a couple champions. Hunter Prohaska and Brennan Walker were both champions at their weight classes. We had a couple seconds. Xander Elam and Tate Cadle were second at their weight classes. We had a bunch of thirds. Loomis, Fuller, Thompson, Gilly, Burks, and Conkle were all third at their weight class for Rock Hills. Coe Nielsen and Connor Kosan were second at their weight classes, and Jake Berry was fourth qualifying. So just pleased with how that came out. And like you said, we are heading on to our region tournament now in Hillsboro on Friday, and of course the competition will get tougher every week that we advance. Things just keep getting tougher, so we're hoping for the best when we get there, and we're again confident. I think our kids are wrestling well at this point in the season, and we're excited about advancing a bunch of kids on to the sub-state, and the sub-state will be the following week in Minneapolis.
Again, we're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan and Rock Hills Wrestlers. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll dive in a little bit deeper on who will be down at that Hillsboro Regional here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And back here in the Locker Room Chat, still with Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, again, you're going to take 13 wrestlers down to Hillsboro combined between your two squads, 10 for Beloit and 3 for Rock Hills for the regional in Class 3-2-1A. And just like last week, the top four finishers will move on to the sub-state tournament, as you said there, in that first segment. But looking at this Hillsboro regional, there's quite a few different teams than maybe you don't see throughout the year, isn't there?
Yeah, and we're excited to see some new people, that's for sure. This district tournament was kind of a situation where most of the kids had seen those guys one or two or possibly even three times already this season, so that gets a little old. But the teams at the region are, of course, the same teams that we had in our district, but you add the other district from a southern district. So the teams involved are Republic County, Beloit, Bennington, Brookville, El Saline, Canton, Galva, Chaparral, Cheney, Ellsworth, Garden Plain, Halstead, Hillsboro, Kingman, Lincoln, Lyons, Rock Hills, Mankato, Minneapolis, Osborne, Southeast, Saline, Smith Center, Sterling, and Sylvan Lucas. So, like you say, a few of those teams we don't ever come into contact with, so it's going to be kind of nice to see and to match up with some of those new kids. And like I say, we feel pretty confident. Our kids wrestle a really good schedule, I believe, and our kids are very much looking forward to this region and advancing on to the sub-state.
I know the brackets are already out. Do you take time to analyze those yet, or are you just kind of working on getting yourself ready for that tournament this weekend?
Well, a little bit. You know, we look at them, but you can't get too wrapped up in the brackets. We just have to take one match at a time and keep advancing in the bracket. And you know, our kids know that the whole deal, the season is you got to wrestle well, because the season depends on doing well, and you can't. There's no time at this point for a bad match, and you got to put it all out on the line, and you got to qualify top four, move on, and that's our big goal for the next 3 weeks here. Top four, keep moving on, and so our kids are working hard, and they know that it's going to get tougher every week, and the battles are going to keep getting tougher, and we've got to have good practices and be mentally ready.
Andy Nemchek, Bullet Trojan Wrestling Coach, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck down at Hillsboro on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Bullet Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Our Osborne Bulldog locker room chats are brought to you in part by NCKSSports.com and by Nextech.
Now welcome back here on our locker room chats. Nate Brown joining us now, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, not a lot to talk about. Chris Heiss is your only wrestler right now in the postseason as he got underway with district tournament here this past weekend at Beloit. And Chris took second place for you there, so he moves on to the regional tournament in Hillsboro coming up on Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. But first, let's go back to this district tournament. Chris had a good showing there, lost to a very good Prohaska kid in the championship match by a fall. But overall, how do you feel about the way Chris wrestled there on Saturday?
Yeah, he won the match he was supposed to win, and that was kind of, I mean, thought that's probably what would end up being in the finals with Hunter there from Beloit, and we know he's a good kid, obviously. So, you know, it's basically went out and wrestled well. The first match was a little bit maybe wasn't quite up to par like it should be, but we won it and got it, the win in that deal, but. But, yeah, once we got warmed up and going, so, and that's the thing we get to talk about is like, hey, you know, can't take any time off here. You know, we've always wrestled this kid a couple of times. You can't take anything for granted. And, seen that happen a couple other times in some matches where people think, oh, I beat this kid before. And so you can't, at this postseason, it's, you know, you have, those kids have nothing to lose. If they've lost to you before, it's like, well, yeah, I'm going to try a little extra hard, you know, maybe hard or try some other things. And, you know, I usually lose anyway if that's the way it is. So go out, you know, full tilt. And you got to be prepared for that kind of a, you know, a match. And so it's good, I mean, to get that experience. And like I say, we lived to make it through the weekend and move on to next weekend. So that's the best thing about it.
Again, Chris Heiss will be competing in the regional tournament next week. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll talk with Coach Brown about his prospects at regionals in Hillsboro on Friday here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Nate Brown, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, as we mentioned, Chris Heiss will be competing for you now at the regional tournament on Friday, 170-pound weight class. This is a full 8-team bracket, again, that he'll be competing in, and looks like he's drawn Gabe Gordon from Garden Plain in the first round here. A good opportunity there for him if he can come out the right way, I would imagine. But when you look at Chris and heading into this regional tournament, what do you expect to see there at 170?
Yeah, we're obviously, like I say, we're excited to be here, but then we're also, our plan is to move on to the next level. So, yeah, every match is important, and so we got to take care of that first one. You know, then if we win that one, assuming on the other side of that, you know, the other side of that little bracket there on, is going to be tough with Rodriguez, and we've met him a couple times. He's a good kid. So, but winning that first match is going to be key, and then from there on, you know, We'll see how it goes. But if we end up on the backside, I think we got a pretty good chance of getting in for third and fourth. So in the top four, get a move on. And the way we kind of been, you know, coaches have been talking about it, really the next level then will be your basically like your state qualifiers in a way, because you make it that. Even though they don't really qualify, it would be similar to that situation with your top eight in this half of the state. So, that's the plan, I guess, is just to go on and get to the next level and wrestle one at a time. That's all you can do. And like I say, we know it's going to get each weekend's going to get tougher. And so obviously, we lost to Koska there from Beloit, and then throwing the Rodriguez kid from Southeast Saline, good kid, and another kid in there from Chaparral. So we'll be down to see if we wrestle like we should. We should set well and make it to the next round.
At this point in the season, with just the one wrestler too, and just the new system that you're dealing with, what do you work on in practice this week with Chris? Like, what do you try to do here to keep him in top form here as he gets ready for this weekend?
I wish I could tell you that, but it's not a lot different, I guess. It's just a matter of you just keep honing the things you do well, keep working on those, and maybe looking back at a couple mistakes. Like I say, we kind of came out maybe that first round last Saturday, maybe not the way we should have, and just kind of take that as a lesson and talk about that, saying, hey, we got to be prepared every time you step on the mat, kind of a mental thing as well. So probably a little mental work there, and then just, fine-tuning what you got, the tools you have. And, we're looking a little bit, those students, we've wrestled, both those guys, a lot of these guys before, and obviously with Prokoska and Rodriguez, we've got to maybe see if there's something there we could work on to get us closer to the match and, pull out a win possibly there. And so, just little things like that. But mainly just stay in shape, stay healthy, and keep our weight under control. And like I say, probably more mental. It's every match is important from here on out. Mm-hmm. So that's the main thing.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and hopefully we're talking about Chris headed to Substate next week.
Yep, hope so. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brock Hutchison joining us, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, you actually had Sierra Landon competing in the district tournament down in Hoisington in the girls' side of things on Friday, and your boys competed on Saturday in Beloit. Just first of all, with Sierra, I know she was in a two-person weight class there, so she only had to wrestle one match, but she did win that match and won a district championship for you. What was it like to be a part of that first girls' district tournament, I guess, in that Division II, and how she fared on Friday?
Yeah, it was really fun to go coach Sierra. I've noticed maybe coaching the female side of things that they do tend to listen a little bit better than the gentlemen do, but that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, it was fun. I don't know if we needed that tournament.
Sure.
There was only like 16 or 17 matches.
Mm-hmm.
They probably could have just thrown them all together here on this weekend, but it's what it is. And it was fun to go down there, and she wrestled a great match. She wrestled a good girl from Norton, and it went. They were back and forth battling it out for a while, and then she ended up pinning her late in the third period. So it was very exciting for her, and she gets to move on to the regional tournament, and we'll see what she's able to do there in Waukini.
So that'll be coming up this Saturday. Your boys on Saturday were at Beloit, 3-2-1A District Tournament number 3 there. You did qualify 9 of the 10 that you had at the district tournament. We'll be headed to regionals for your team in Hillsboro coming up on Friday. Just overall, how do you feel? You had Bentley Montgomery won a regional champion, or a district championship, I should say, for you, and he's now 30-3 on the year. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the guys wrestled there on Saturday?
Yeah, You know, Dusty, I thought they wrestled really well. They competed really well. And, you know, that's what we try. That's our goal, is to step on the mat and compete every single time that you get on the mat, because you don't know when it could be your last. We are taking 9 out of the 10 that we put on the mat, and I really only felt like we dropped maybe 2 matches that we should have and probably could have won, and the rest of them were matches that could have went either way, or we were just outmatched, you know. And there's some times where you got to you got to keep your guard up always, but you got to understand that if you lose a match and you're wrestling a good kid, a state champ or a state qualifier or state placer or wherever it may be, to just go out there and give it your all. You don't want to go out there and roll over for them, but you want to go out there and you make them earn it. So I really felt like our kids did that. I thought Nathan Rabby wrestled Tate Cadle really well. I mean, he just got out of position there at the end of the match. It very well could have went in our favor. So, I'm happy with what we've got accomplished so far, and I guess we'll see what happens when we head to Hillsboro.
We're going to take a time out here in our locker room chats. When we come back, we'll kind of go over and discuss what Hillsboro will look like next weekend, for this weekend, I should say, for the Smith Center wrestling team here in the locker room chats on KD Country 94.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube, with live virtual Ask the Landmark Expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's planter clinic videos February 23rd, and stay tuned to Landmark Implement's social channels for more information.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, and still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, as you mentioned, you have 9 guys will be competing at the 3-2-1A regional in Hillsboro coming up on Friday. You'll get there and wrestle in the afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock through the evening there. As you look at this, your district number 3 will cross with district number 4. So the top 4 wrestlers in each district are moving on to regionals there. And as you look at what you see in Hillsboro, what are some of the teams that maybe stand out? There's some teams down south here that you probably don't see a whole lot, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fun, just because, you know us at Smith Center, we like to go travel, and we like to get away from the people that we always see all the time. And there's teams down there that we don't ever get to see until the state tournament. So it'll be interesting, and hopefully we'll match up decently with the different styles of wrestling that goes on. And, you know, all we can do is step on the mat and compete and try to make ourselves better and try to give yourself another week of wrestling. And that's what we're going to try to do.
I don't know if you've had a chance to look at any of the brackets or matchups or anything, but how do you feel the guys do match up with those wrestlers down there?
You know, we feel confident. We see very tough competition everywhere we go. So we're battle tested, and, you know, take Jake Sash, for example. He hasn't been beat by a bad kid, you know, and he's just a sophomore. And he just, you know, and that's the way it is down our whole lineup. And we've been beat by good kids. It's not like they're just average kids. So we feel confident. I don't want to say much more than that, I guess. And I haven't really looked at the brackets at all. I'm going to wait to do that here. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day.
And then with Sierra, as we mentioned in the first part of that, she'll go to Waukini. What does the tournament look like there? Is there more numbers coming in on that one?
There will be more numbers, but still there's going to be some weights where all girls will qualify for the sub-state, and I believe Sierra is going to be one of those. Mm-hmm. So she'll get to go on, and that's always a plus. You know, the more that you can wrestle, the more, up leading up to the state tournament, the better off you're going to be. So it's just experience in that time, and that's what we want for all of our wrestlers.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team, here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck here at regional tournaments this weekend.
Thanks, Dusty. We certainly appreciate you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube, with live virtual Ask the Landmark Expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's planter clinic videos February 23rd, and stay tuned to Landmark Implement social channels for more information. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.